what's up with y'all?
I want to welcome all my new listeners and say thank you to all my loyal listeners. I hope y'all have had a great day. Yes, we're about to have a great conversation. So, I've been talking to a lot of people, right? And they've had questions and I've had questions, and I mainly aim to get the men's perspective on certain things because we are curious as women. Like, the woman, the real woman, wants to know what you like, you know, what you don't like, what gets you to the point of anything, you know what I'm saying, like, no matter what it is. And what I've learned is that pride stopped men from sharing a lot of things with us as women. And I've met some men that don't allow pride to get in the way. Yeah, I met a lot of men that do allow pride to get in the way. So I don't know, my question is for men, being that you have been prideful in situations before, what do it take to overcome your pride? You know, here you have someone, or, you know, someone that's willing to accept you, and if accepting you is being open to all that you are and you needing multiple different things that certain people provide type shit, you know, what will allow you to overcome your pride so that you can share that? Or do it be that the thing that you're holding on to is so sensitive that it causes you to be scared, and then that causes you to be prideful? Like, I seriously want to know. Because at the same time, I hear the things that men crave and want. But you can't get it if you're not giving the same. I just want to take a second and remind y'all to hit y'all bells, you know, subscribe, so that y'all can be the first to be notified each time that I drop. Make sure you have the Anchor app and stay connected. So, as I was saying, this pride thing, it seems like it really has a hold on men. And from what I've heard, like, I want to say this. I cannot apologize for the women who have betrayed the men's vulnerability and sacredness, you know, Just as men can't apologize for other men, yet what I can do is just let you know that I am sorry that that happened to you, that you shared yourself with a woman and you were vulnerable in that manner and she turned around and threw it in your face or shared it with people that was undeserving to know that about you. Because I understand how that is. I've never done anybody like that. And I would never wish to do anything like that or wish for that to happen to anybody, because your sexuality is such a sacredness, you know, and that's what humanity has to understand between men and women, all across the board. It is a safe space that we allow people into. And it's best to do that knowingly, you know. And it's best to be fair. And it's best to be a safe space for those that you encounter instead of an unsafe space. So, yeah, I'm definitely hoping that you never encounter that again and that you find the strength to overcome that and get the pleasures that you deserve and that you desire. So yeah, feel free to DM me, answer my questions, because I want to know, how far does this go? How deep do it go? I feel it goes very deep, yet I'm a woman and I want to know the truth of how deep it goes for a man. And I can only know that from a man who has experienced it and does not mind being honest about his experience. I am looking for you. I am waiting for you. Yasha Nana Page, Dry Donnie Wise on Instagram. Follow me. DM me. Until next time, people. Remember, y'all, hit the bell and subscribe. Let's keep this growing. We are a team. Teamwork makes the dream work. We are learning from each other, helping each other along this journey amongst humanity.